I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Helen, will you ring me back because it's lockdown, it's cold, I'm lonely, I haven't felt the touch of a woman in like 8 weeks. I mean, for me, it's bad, and I need to see your beautiful face, hear your beautiful voice, and I want to tell you how much I love you and how much I miss you. Okay, get back to me, bye!
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Hello!
That's the worst intro you've ever done.
Hello and welcome to Daddy.
No, I can't do an impression of you. We know that. That's not worth it.
Shall I try doing a disabled sexy?
I love you doing a disabled voice is my favourite when you do an impression of a disabled voice.
Hello. Hello and welcome.
Which disability was that today, Rosie?
It was just all of them in one.
To me, it sounded like a little bunny rabbit with the same cerebral palsy you have.
That's how it sounded to me. Yeah.
Okay, guess which disability I am. I know not to do that because I've learned that despite it being funny for us, it doesn't, it's not, you know what? Welcome.
Welcome. Have I said this on the podcast?
Probably season four.
Probably. But during lockdown, I did a pub quiz every week. Of course I did. With about 16 friends. And for the last quiz, I thought it would be funny if I gave people 20 extra points if they did an impression of me.
Not fair. It's not okay.
And I thought, ha, that'll be funny. Because we'll all laugh and they'll all go absolutely not and move on. No, every single one of them committed and you just heard 12 people pretending to have cerebral palsy.
And what did that sound like?
Well, I filmed it.
Oh, great.
And if they ever step out of line, I can ruin 12 people's lives.
I've got stuff like that, like messages with people where it's like, we could totally use this against someone one day, but you never do it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm ready to pop it out whenever.
But I think we've both spoken about, like, at this point that we're recording this, which is November 2020, no female comedian has been cancelled, but Rosie and I are both sure that we will be the female comics that get cancelled first. And what's sad is what we're going to get cancelled for, we're pretty sure we've already done. And it's out there. We don't know what's going to happen.
I feel like I'm on the edge.
Oh, you, because you had the Greta Thunberg thing in January. Yeah. So you started this year like playing with the cliff edge, but you really pulled it back.
Yeah.
Because then people realised it was a joke and you were on a comedy show.
Luckily, I got cancelled, but then we all went through a global pandemic. And everyone kind of forgot I was cancelled.
Don't let anyone think, all of our listeners are fully aware of the fact that you nearly got cancelled and then 2 days later there was an Australian bushfire which took over all the news cycle. Let's not pretend that wasn't an accident.
Thank fuck for Bush.
Hello and welcome to our wonderful guest today. It's Nathan Darcy Roberts.
Hello.
Hey. I was sitting there the entire time thinking, am I allowed to talk?
No.
Okay, good. So I was judging that right. I'm afraid to talk because I was like, I will get cancelled if I chime in on this. No. So it was like a test.
No time for you, boy.
Why did you just become a Dickens character?
Or like a plantation owner. Ain't no time for you now, boy. That basket's empty there.
Oh, my God. You know what? You are probably our best behaved guest. Because usually they try to chip in.
I think Nathan is one of the really, like, great people in comedy, though, who is aware when there's a conversation happening when it's like, I don't want to be involved with this. Like, I don't want to be close to this conversation. No. And realistically, if he had chimed in, both of us were going to ask him to do an impression of you.
Yeah.
And he would have panicked.
I mean, I was pretty much sitting there thinking, if I am called on to do that, how will I do it in a tasteful way? I think I could have done it.
There's no tasteful way. There is no tasteful way to do an impression of someone with a disability. I don't think.
I think there is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think is a tasteful way of doing it? This, by the way, for any listeners, this does not give you permission to now do a tasteful one to any disabled people you know.
My brother does a great one on me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said before, but if we're together and my mum rings me because she'll ring me obviously because I'm their favourite. He will answer my phone, do my voice, and they will have a 10-minute conversation. And she thinks that she's talking to me.
See, my mum does a similar thing. She'll call my sister in brown face on FaceTime. She'll be like, let's go see Parasite. And she's like, okay, what time?
Kind of segues us straight into the podcast. Nathan, welcome to Daddy Look At Me. If you could please give us a quick overview of your childhood over an hour telling us stories about the times you needed attention. Thank you. How sick would it be if it was that easy?
And I just prepared an essay format. Okay, my name is Nathan Darcy Roberts as a little boy.
Tell us, where did you grow up? And how was school for little Nathan?
Yeah.
So I grew up in two places. That was you going, how do I pretend to sound audibly interested? Oh! So I grew up in Snowburns.
Because I imagine you chopped in half.
Why?
Like simultaneously existing.
Like your right side in somewhere.
What the fuck is in that apple juice?
Cocaine! and then there's a twin.
And thus concludes the thought process. Yeah. It was a beautiful journey.
You grew up in two places. Continue.
So I grew up in St. Albans until I was like 11, which is a very middle class place. And then moved to Luton, which is where I'm actually born. So that's like where I did like most, that's where I did most of my growing up. It's like a reverse Fresh Prince. Yeah. I went from somewhere sort of middle class to somewhere more working class, but much better.
Very nice. And how was school for you? Were you like an outgoing kid? Because now you're a stand-up comedian, so we'd expect that you were outgoing at school.
No, I was like an awkward in-betweener.
Okay, sorry, Nathan. What's happening here is clearly I'm trying to ask her questions and Rosie's just pointing at me repeatedly. Like I fucked up.
I feel like you're moving on too quickly. I want to know about that change.
Okay, baby daddy's Rosie's going to be taking over this half of the podcast. I'll jump back in around school playtime, okay? Enjoy yourself with Rosie Jones and Nathan Darcy Roberts.
Good instincts, Rosie. Good instincts. Terrible instincts, Helen. This is a good learning opportunity for you.
I'm just going to be quiet now.
Well, it's good because I moved in year six, so I didn't have to be the new kid for long. Because being the new kid sucks.
Yeah.
So I only got like 6 months of being a new kid, made new friends in Luton, then moved to high school, introduce yourself, no one knows you're a new kid.
No.
And then you bully the other new kids who come later. Oh my God.
So, did you ever get bullied for being like the posh one, or could you?
No, no. Well, in my school, like, everyone got bullied for something.
Yeah.
It was like it's very like communist in that way. Like everyone would find something that you had wrong about you. Maybe it's a visual defect. Maybe it's something stupid said in class.
Yeah. Why are you perhaps your race for a visual defect? Why the fuck did you?
Because I'm Terminator 2 scanning you. It could be a visual defect, I gesture openly. No,
it's not a visual defect, it's just that my vaginal lips are a bit greyish.
And they're hanging out.
And they're hanging out!
They're within my line of vision. They look like yesterday's oysters.
Only one, yeah. Fuck. I'm sorry, tell us about how you were racially bullied at school.
Your vagina's like someone wearing their mask just over their chin.
I don't know if you can tell, but Rosie, Nathan and I haven't seen each other since lockdown started in March, and we've all lost it slightly.
I'm not used to speaking to people.
Okay, calm. Well,
so the thing they tried to bully me about, so me and my friend... can I say that? It doesn't matter. Say
no, yeah, we love full naming people here.
He's fine, he's dead. And
no.
No, he's not, he's not. I don't know, maybe, I don't know where he is. So one time, is in year seven... He found a big, like, black bin bag full of porn in a field of stinger nettles.
What?
And he was like, we need to get this porn. This is like, so we spent all day trying to get it. We eventually got it, opened up. I saw, like, a woman and saw the word cunt written down. My heart went, oh! And I wanted to go away. But a kid in my class, Luke, had seen us trying to find the porn. And so I went to school that weekend and he was like, your nickname is Wanker. And I was like, this is the worst. And I fought against it, like, for a day. I was like, no, it's not, no, it's not. Then I realised, I'll just yes and the bit.
Yeah.
And then yes and the bit, and I never got bullied again.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because, like, you just, if you make fun of yourself as much as they do, it's not as fun. Yeah.
But what kid has that foresight to yes and it?
A very smart child.
You did as well, actually.
I did. In year five, someone was like, hey, You got a funny walk.
Oh, it's very rude one, isn't it?
And yeah, I do.
Oh, and they get nothing.
What can you say to that? Wait, can I go back to the bag of porn?
Please.
How did you know it was there?
I was wondering about this.
I don't know. So, because Tom knew about it. So I feel he must have seen like a sort of Hansel and Gretel style trail of porn that maybe led up to the stinger nettles.
Yeah.
And it was like, I remember we spent all day, we had to get a big plank of wood and like part the nettles. And I sort of, Pirates of the Caribbean it over the plank and managed to eventually get it out.
Who put it there?
A kind benefactor.
No, are you kidding? It's a man whose wife found it all and then she freaked out and he was like, well, I'll get rid of it then, I'll throw it away.
No,
and then
she
he didn't
did that.
Want to throw it away, so we just chucked it in the woods and he was like, I'll come back here for a whack later.
No, I don't think he knew about it. He was like, goes home, goes into the bend. Linda! Where are your magazines?
That's a shame about the internet. It's like got rid of old-fashioned magazine porn.
And being resourceful in trying to, like, obtain it.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day, yeah, really had to, like, search for wank material.
I used my imagination to masturbate too until I was, like, 18, 19, I reckon. Because I could always, because I didn't start masturbating as a child to keep it on theme. I was just like fiddling around.
Yeah.
But like would be using ideas in my head, I guess.
Yeah.
But like I don't think I ever bought a porno. Like we saw them at school, like someone would share it around.
Yeah.
And we watched a porn at a sleepover once. But like just in like a silly way, we were making fun of it. But I never used it as a, I mean, now, fucking hell. But like, the amount of time I've typed things in had no results and I've been like too far into the kink. Fucking it's insane. Have you ever had that, Nathan, where you've typed something in and it had no results and you're like, I've taken it too far? No? He's crying.
What did you search? I got no results.
I'll tell you
what. The internet browser just closed itself.
Have you ever chased a kink? No, you know what?
What's chase to get? Well, like you try and develop it in yourself.
You go down like a rabbit hole. So I've been like, oh, I quite like that thing. Yeah. So maybe I'll go a bit further down it. So let's say you start something super easy, like lesbians kissing in the shower, which for like a lot of women is like the one that we type in because it's like super sensual, it's super sexy. And in general, that's the thing that gets us off. And then you're like, oh, okay, well, like maybe I'll sort of like pick their hair color. So you go like, you type in like, brunette, blonde, whatever, kissing in the shower. And then you're sort of like, oh, maybe like they could do it in a pool. But do you know what I mean? Without my mum listens to this.
No, I don't think I ever go that specific. I treat sort of porn categories like M&Ms. Just grab a handful and shove them in my mouth. Like, I don't need to know what's going in. As long as it's chocolate, like, I'm fine.
I like it.
But I don't know how to say it's childhood, Rosie.
It's so interesting. I'm the same in that it's a lot about the hair colour for
Don't look at me like it's the same. I was just giving examples. Like, what do you type in? What's your, like, go-to?
So it's normally the... It won't be that fancy in real life.
Yeah.
It's normally the hair colour.
Okay, so it's like a visualisation.
I'm a brunette, so right now it might be two brunettes.
So that's definitely me out the running then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. It's just nice to
Whereas, like, if I fancy a redhead at the time, it would be one brunette, one redhead.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Licking out Ariel from the Little Mermaid. Yeah. Yeah. So far, Belle, terrible palsy. Ariel to have contacts with Netflix. And that would be an example of something I'd type in and it would say no results. Because you've gone too far.
See, I don't like the idea of someone looking like someone I know because I feel too voyeuristic then. I'm like, ooh, you've got red hair like Emily does. This is what it would be like if I was with Emily.
No, that's exactly what I do. Like, don't look at their face and they can pretend it's her.
Then next time you see that person, you're like, Emily, you naughty girl.
Nathan, you started secondary school and you wasn't the new person. How did you find big school? And were you the good boy, the naughty boy? Who was?
I was super well behaved. I was like very studious. I wanted like good grades. But I bought that over from St. Albans, which was very like, it was pretty good school. But what I found in Luton was that people mucked about more. And that was a lot more fun. So I sort of hacked the system in that I figured if you're really good and did all your work first, then you, if you did like your work in 40 minutes, that leaves you about 20 minutes of mucking around. And you can't get told off because you've already done the work.
You were such a thinker as a kid. Like, everything here is so, like, if I make fun of myself and they can't do it, like, if I own this and that's fine, if I do the work, then I can mess around. Like, and were you, like, smart in that way that you could just bash it out in 40 minutes and have 20 minutes of a lesson left to be like, hey, look, my pencil case is a penis.
That was a strong bit I used to do. Look, my pencil sharpener's a bumhole. Put a pencil in it. That's your wiener.
That would have killed Inflate.
That guy's going to be mayor. Wait, what's the question?
If you were like smart enough to like make that choice, because I feel like that's something where like there were definitely classes at school that like there were loads of kids that mucked around in it and I wasn't necessarily in that muck around group and I would be a bit jealous, but I also wasn't academically strong enough to make that as an active choice. Like, if I wanted to learn something, I had to fucking focus. Whereas, like, some of my friends could really quite easily do what they wanted and not listen. Whereas I'm still like, force equals what? Two plus who?
Just drawing tits with your compass. I'm good at maths.
Two plus poo is two poos.
What I'm trying to say is I've pooed myself, sir. Can I go to the toilet?
Twice.
What are you fucking smart on?
Helen comes back in her PE kit.
Every day. Not PE today, Helen. Oh, I know where it ain't. I've just had an accident.
Again.
We just come back from a cross-country run. No. I could like retain information really well, but like also the bar was really low in my class. Like what we did, my school was kind of a jungle. Like I think it was kind of frightening. Like we would get certain kids who were more malleable to like muck around. So there's a kid in my class like Timur who'd always boast about like, oh, I'd start a fight. So they'd be like, okay, Timur, start a fight. He'd start a fight. We'd all chap and clear and jeer and be like, yeah, Timur, Timur. Kids would jump out windows a lot. That was a recurring thing about a kid like would just, we'd wait for him to break out.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Like suicide?
No, on the yeah, okay. He was like Kenny in South Park. He'd always do that like the next day.
Every day.
Yeah, I was good at like retaining information. And then like we would do this thing where we in year seven we called it gang wars, where there'd be two factions in the same class, about six of us each. Yeah, about six strong each. And in between classes, we would just beat the shit out of each other. And then every lunchtime we'd go into the AstroTurf and just sort of play fight. Not like an intense, but like sort of play fight.
And like puppies.
Yeah, we'd sort of like biting each other's wrists and like rolling our backs and we'd rub each other's tummies.
And then did your teachers let that happen?
They didn't really know about it because we sort of got out of their eyesight. Great. So they were pretty clever. Checked out. Yeah. The teachers weren't very good. It wasn't a good school. We were on special measures for the whole 5 years I was there.
Great.
So you just beat the shit out of each other. And how did you pick the teams of six? Was it like football?
I don't know.
I'll take Wanker. Nick off Wanker with his special move. And you just jump in and start whacking the boys up.
Tap out.
And you're like, I'm owning the joke, guys. I'm in front of me. I'm owning it. I'm whacking all of you up.
Just lifting up by the dicks like heavy shopping bags. I don't know how the teams formed. It was just natural. And then it kind of, I think it phased out when people started having actual brutal fights.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think it's all fun and games until like year eight. Yeah. And then you get to the point where like hormones kick in. Mm. And all of a sudden, like, I think we all know that moment, like, I think it's usually with a sibling. Like, I would always, like, you'd play fight and you'd, like, yeah. like push people yeah. and, like, punch, like very yeah. gently. But I remember only once in my life, like, being in the backseat of the car next to my brother
yeah.
and both of us being like, I'm going to fucking punch you. Yeah. And, like, really, like, going for it. But Why? It's hormones. It hits.
I've not got to that stage yet with my brother. He's younger than me. So I used to own him, but now he is 26 and 6 foot. And even that, when we're together, he will sit on my head and fart on me because he says, well, I can.
You know what that is? That's both of you fighting for the dominant male position.
That's what it is. I chatted to him yesterday and I went, oh my God, great life news. And they went, you got a girlfriend finally. And I was like, no, not that. And I told him that I'm buying a house and they went, still single then.
Oh, fucking siblings.
Brutal.
I won't say I'm
it's really nice though, Nathan,
independent woman owning her shit, owning her life. And
still single though, aren't you? Right,
yeah, still lonely.
But this is exactly what I was saying in relation to Nathan before we made it about ourselves. His hormones come in and fighting suddenly changes.
Yeah.
Because suddenly there's a genuine anger, which there usually isn't for yeah. kids when they're like 11 or 12. Mm. But 13, fucking 14 here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's different.
And then especially with boys, you're all at different heights. And
oh yeah, because famously girls are all the same size. Please tell me, sweet Nathan, the sweetest boy, that you stopped fighting when you hit teenage years.
It was not like ever like real fight. I'd never had like a real fight fight. Actually, no, I had one fight.
One
fight, but it was very short.
Oh. What happened?
I got knocked out. No, no, there's this kid, Jason Laird, and everyone was going, Jason Laird, because that's the kind of thing you did when you were a kid. You just like say someone's name in a derogatory way and that was enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone was saying it. It was on like a rain day. You know, like it's raining at lunch, so everyone's got like huddle in.
Yeah.
There's that weird tension in the air because like everyone's sort of like fraught. Yeah. There was some splash play.
We called it wet play.
We did!
That's haunting. There's a haunting word. And Jason was like, you... I'm fighting you after class, after school.
Why you?
Because I was like, I was tall, but I was weird. I'm exactly like I am now. Like yeah. I'm not an sort of yeah. kind of imposing figure. So he was like, I can take him. Oh. So I was like, no. I was like, yeah, sure thing, Jason. Freaking out all day. And eventually, like, we're walking home, and he's following me and my friends. Sort of called out, like, come on, you pussy, come on, you pussy. And I'm like, please, this not kick off. I'm not prepared for this. And he smacked me. I grappled him to the ground and then got pulled away. And I was like, that counts like that's a victory. Yeah. That's the only fight I've ever had.
Yeah. Who pulled you away?
My friends.
Great friends.
But it's one of the things, I think that's a right, I miss it. I feel annoyed that I never had like a real fight.
I'm annoyed that I never had a fight.
I only slapped Hannah Grant and we've recounted that many times on this.
I reckon that I could take someone.
Why are you looking at me? Should we end this episode with all of us having a fight?
Yeah.
I'd genuinely be up for that.
Who would you win?
Probably me. I'm not going to lie. Because all I have to do is burp up my doner kebab on one of your faces and you'll be so repulsed you'll quit.
I submit.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nathan, you're a fighter. You're not a lover at this point. But surely there were people catching your eye. Did you feel the need to get like positive attention in that sort of a way? Like, I remember at school, I'd always want people to look at me and like guys, so I would like do stuff to get them to look over my way. Did you ever do that with girls?
Yeah, but in the weakest way. I was like very awkward. Also, when I said I'm a fighter, I was like literally like in a very like lad's play where I was never like
fighter. That's really come across.
Yeah.
Well, not the way that you're worried, are going to be like, oh my God, Nathan Nasty Roberts was really violent. No.
We have all five senses. It's fine. I just don't want people thinking I'm a bit of like a...
For the benefit of the listener, Nathan's legs are crossed.
I imagine the listener's picturing like a Danny Trejo type, like covered in neck tattoos. I had a thing when... Obviously, I was like really obsessed with comedy like my entire life. So like I'd memorize things from The Simpsons. I'd write out the episode guides.
I watched an episode this morning.
Oh, yeah. Good tangent. But what I did was I would try and impress... Girls, this is probably like year six, seven, by drawing Pokemon. I was like really good at drawing. Oh. So I'd like Jared Blonde, hey, you like the Bumble one? And I'd draw like Pokemon. Or I would...
Beedrill.
Beedrill. So I drew
call
a Beedrill.
Call them by their names, be respectful.
Beedrill.
Can you, if you go quiet enough, you can actually hear our producer breathing heavier and heavier because we're both currently playing Pokemon Go. We're both fucking losing our mind right now. Keep talking.
Pokemon ASMR.
Beedrill. He said Beedrill, Nathan. No, I'm Jack, sorry. Fucking hell.
So I remember like I would sing in the playground like songs from the South Park movie. In a way, that was like my first like performery way of like, they like when I do this. But what I did once...
No, are you serious? You actually just sang on the playground?
I'd say, like, oh my God. They'd be like, sing the Uncle Fucker song. And I'd be like, well, doing like the soft shoot. But once this kid in my class asked me to... Do you remember South Park the movie at all?
No.
So
there's a scene in it where they all go to war and like the joke is they're doing like a big like show for the troops and the joke is they bring out Big Gay Al who's like really flamboyantly gay and like the troops, all these men in the troop love him. That's like the joke and he sings a song about how like wonderful it is to be gay. It's a really fun like musical moment and this kid in my class loved that song and asked me to write out the lyrics for him. And I'd go home to my nan's after school, because my mum would work after school, so I'd go home and, like, my nan had a computer. Yeah. So I wrote up the lyrics of this Big Gay Al song on her computer.
Yeah.
And she has no awareness of the South Park movie. So she just found this Microsoft Word document with what she issued was a poem about coming out. do you want to talk about this at all?
But also... Why did you have to do it? Why couldn't it?
Because I knew the words. And I'd actively sat and memorized like all the songs. Because I realized like if people liked that, if people like South Park and I know South Park, then people will like me by proxy. That's how it's got to work.
I did the same thing by learning the words to the Sheila's Wheels advert.
Did you know that one of Sheila... One of the Sheilas was married to the man who played Tinky Winky.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is the worst bit of trivia you have ever said on this podcast.
What is true?
What you basically said, you know that person you don't know? They're married to someone else. You have no idea who they are.
Absolute waste of my fucking time.
It's amazing to me to think that there's someone in Tinky Winky.
Do you think it was an actual, like, breed of human? Like, there were actual Teletubbies walking about?
Or that someone has so little dignity that they would inhabit that costume?
Yes!
There was a dignity to the tubbies that you will not. No, I will
Tinky
not.
So Tinky Winky, please.
Tinky Winky. You know what?
No,
Tinky Winky. Do you know what that means?
means small dick. He's the small dick of the Teletubby kingdom.
If you had to be a Teletubby, who would
you
be?
Oh, great question, Rosie. And why?
Who would you be?
These Lala, because I played Lala at school.
You are Lala.
Yeah, I've got a big yellow bar.
I think I know who you are.
Who?
Gypsy.
Very offensive. I'm a poet all the way through. But I do like that this is real gotcha journalism. This is the real hard-hitting interrogation that makes this the what the fuck of England.
I'm Poe.
Why?
Why are you Poe?
I'm the little one.
Not with those tits. I don't remember Poe having a massive rack and a taste for pussy.
But Tinky Winky.
I remember having a bit of tubby toast and a bit of tubby custard. But I don't remember slurping down on a gash. Maybe I watched it wrong. Maybe I watched it wrong. And that's on me. Wrongly or rightly, that's what I think. So, what was your favourite TV show growing up as a kid? Because I guess that's vaguely on theme. Answer it!
Oh, that's an actual question. Simpsons. Let's go back to... I'm going to talk about... you asked me about romance.
Oh,
about, like,
yes.
About girls and stuff. I was super... I never had, like, any girlfriends. I was just, like, quietly in love with girls from, like, afar. Oh. Like, listening to the Smiths. I was, like, very, like, super shy. I remember one time I was in love with this girl.
Bleep!
And I waited until Friday, end of school, to ask her. And I said,
bleep!
Here's the deal. Like a second car salesman. Like, I think you're the business. I think you're great. Do you want to be my girlfriend? Don't answer now. Just take the weekend to think about it.
That's good.
No, because Monday morning it was a hard no. It was.
It's not a very confident ask. Is
yeah.
It?
Don't give someone time to like think of how they'll back out of it. But
bleep.
It's like my first love. But this is a weird thing. No one knows where she is.
To this day.
No one knows. She's completely off grid.
Yay, killed her.
Bleep!
As much as I...
Bleep!
They're both dead. I put them in a big black bin bag and threw in a big field of stinger nettles.
Why is she?
Why is no one... I don't understand how you cannot be online.
She's inside the La La costume. She's actually married to Howard from the Halifax Advert.
She became one of the Sheilas. She changed her name.
Has no one heard from her?
Bubkiss, no one knows. But she was like my first like childhood love. And that's my first kiss 3 years later.
Have you tried LinkedIn? Sorry.
Yes.
Oh.
Bebo.
Everything.
Neopets? Look me in the eye and tell me you've looked her up on Neopets.
I close my eyes and say yes. Worst liar.
Talk me through them 3 years. How did you go from a firm no to a kiss?
Well, the thing you'll find out about me, Rosie, is after 3 years of friendship, you start to desire a bit of a smooch. that's never proven not to be true. No, I had a house party at my house, and I don't know how it happened. I think we were just getting drunk, and...
You only invited her. Because no one else showed up.
100%.
You going to Wankers later, no?
Beep! Do you enjoy the music of Beck? But we make that. We both had like huge braces, so it's just like it's like the sound like if you've ever listened to, like living next to a like train station,
yeah.
And you hear them like working on the rails at night. That's what it sounded like. And as we were kissing, I had a new kissing from like movies.
Yeah.
And like
which movie? Tell me which movie.
Pornos, you know, the kind of things. Pornos, scary movie.
For a kiss on the tape.
I learned about sex and scary movies, so I assumed that when you took off a woman's underwear, a big bush would be there and you'd come up into the ceiling. And so we were kissing and I was like, it's happening. It's really happening.
Yeah.
And it was like, everyone is in the living room. Yeah. So like, I say everyone is the part. There's like 9 people there. Yeah. And because I didn't see it in movies, I moved from the face to the cheek, to the neck. And that's when she was like, let's wrap this up. It was so awkward. But a powerful lesson. You've got to touch the stove to learn how hot it is.
Yeah.
And I had a powerful lesson.
Or can you just be told?
No, some people joking. Got a touch.
I got burnt myself. She ended up smelling pizza.
You have a George Foreman grill mark on your face.
As I say it, like, some of us just find out a different way. Pepperoni slices burn on to my skin.
Your first campfire just leading into the fire. So you just eat the marshmallows straight out of the red bit, yeah?
Do I just go to find the potato even if I can't see it?
My fish.
Drowning bubble wrapping.
I want to shame that my fish kicks on so bad. So bad that he is now gay. And I am now gay, so.
It's a bad first kiss.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I feel mine is only second to that because it's so bad that it made her disappear.
Yeah. You only made a human go away.
Mine was super romantic. I was 14 and it was on the Silverstone racetrack with a guy who lived in the caravan. It was fucking amazing.
Nice.
Well, how did you know him?
I just met him that night.
Ooh.
Great. Yeah. My first kiss with a boy, yeah, not good. First kiss with a girl. Hot.
Fucking hell.
But I was older, so.
You knew what you were doing more focused.
Yeah.
Fucking. And also, it's good because your kisses turned people gay. So, you kissed her and then brought her over.
She wasn't gay, but it was nightclub toilet up against a hand dryer.
There's nothing better than a nightclub toilet kiss. Standing in piss is awesome.
Oh, hello.
Hearing the person outside with the chewing gum hustle, like listening in.
Stinking the tequila. It was hot.
Then saying like romantically, like, you go out first. I'll meet you out there. Then throwing up instantly.
Yeah.
Tell you what I'm struggling to figure out a little bit here. It's how does this gawky, not a good fighter teenager turn into this great stand-up comedian who can go on stage every single night? Like, because you're also, like, a really big writer now, but, like, at what point did you start to notice that making people laugh made you feel like, oh, this is something I could actually do? Like, were you doing, like, school plays or anything?
Yeah, I did. In Stormers, I did, we had, like, a assembly where once a month you could come up with your own play. Great. So me and my two best friends would do sketches, basically. We did like... we do like film parodies and stuff like that. And like, we got to say, I've never crushed that hard again.
Are you serious?
We crushed. It was great.
What films?
We did like Jurassic Park. It's like very like...
Big ones,
very like Simpson-y things. Like, but like, we did that. And then... But then I lost my passion for the stage when we did a production of Macbeth in year five. And I didn't get the title role.
No.
That's fucking livid.
What were you?
Just some chump... Standing.
Wait, are you sitting? We're gonna. Year five! Macbeth.
It was real young.
So we're not gonna discuss that. We're just gonna say what role. That's 9 and 10 years old.
Did you call me baby?
Yeah.
Cute.
We're like little kids. Yeah. Like, and the reason Macduff killed him because he had a cesarean. He was a cesarean. Yeah. He was not a woman born.
Also, doesn't Lady Macbeth, she kills herself. It's like suicide. There's like a fuck ton of, and like madness and. And your school was like, this feels, they're ready for it.
Yeah, well, this sums up like the difference between like my St. Albans school. Like, we'll do Macbeth in year five. I go to Luton, it's like, let's have gang wars and fight. but I didn't get the role because I remember like the kid who got the role.
Babe.
When we were doing auditions was very nervous. It's the scene where Macbeth is thinking about, he's seeing the ghost at the table.
Yeah.
Banquo. So he's like freaking out and was acting very nervous in the audition. And the teacher was like, that was very good. Was he acted nervous? I was like, bitch, he's nervous because he's got no friends. He just no one's speaking to him. That wasn't a conscious decision. I was very furious about that. And I'm over it now, but like.
You're not. You're literally twitching in your seat.
One fist clenched.
Yeah. Did you kill babe?
We don't know where he is, but I don't know why. I've got nothing to do with that. But let's just say...
Oh, so you do know with...
Look, I'm just saying that some people are missing.
Oh my God, this is like the Jinx. Like, you know the end of the Jinx when he's like, they've got you.
Imagine that a ball catch turns into a murder podcast.
I would fucking love that.
Yeah.
You know I
would. What would be shit?
Why do you say things like that?
And you definitely were clever enough to, like, discover a murder.
What, with my 1 A level and your degree from Huddersfield? Together, there's nothing we can't do. Do you have any nativities you remember or school plays? It's all right if you don't.
We didn't do school. We actually, our drama lessons were chaos. We didn't really do drama in my school. We had a
great
thing.
Jack, we're just going to do this. 1 second, I'll ask the question. Yeah. So do you do drama at school?
Funny you should ask, Helen. That was a very good segue. You've really grown as an interviewer over the past 5 minutes.
Thank
and
you.
And our drama lessons were like chaos. What we do, like we would have a thing. It was me and my friend Kieran and Tony, and we would always troll the teacher.
Yeah.
So whatever task we would be assigned,
yeah,
we would shift the performance into Tony being an ice cream man who would then just chase us around the whole class would then just erupt into chaos.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yes, yeah, so like we'd be like, you need to play Friends at a Picnic, and we'd like go on as long as possible, and then be like, I'm not the picnic organizer, I'm the ice cream man. And then like we'd run around. Or if we got to the drama studio first, which you often would before the teacher, we'd turn the lights out. I actually didn't take part in this because I was too much of a coward, but everyone would turn the lights out and everyone would just throw chairs in the dark.
No.
And then just see what happened when the lights came on.
I would have been livid if you were in my drama class, because it mattered to me that we like did a proper show, and I would have been fucked off if there was like, I remember the boys that messed around in drama and would do stuff like that, and I remember being like, no. I'm doing a piece about death in like 10 minutes. Like, my stimulus is Stephen Lawrence's murder and you are ruining my vibe.
Oh, yeah, we'd be like, I'm not Stephen Lawrence, I'm the ice cream man. We there was no room for earnestness or vulnerability in my school. You could not let your guard down like that.
That's it. I think you were like a good, clever boy, but to get by at that school, you needed to throw a chair.
You had to be one of the lads.
Yeah.
But then I was this like very like emotional child who would watch like French films at home and like listen to like sad music. And that's one of the output. I just wanted someone to understand me. But we did do a play in Sunday school, which is, I went to like a sort of evangelical church.
Yeah.
Like sort of like intense gospel music. People are speaking in tongues and stuff like that. And we put on a play of Sister Act 2.
Shut! Oh, why do I not know about that?
I never told you this.
No! You know Sister Act is like half my life.
Yeah, so I thought I would have said.
Well, if you did, I didn't listen.
Yeah. Like, cut back to, like, me saying, like, 15 times. Like, you know, I did Sister Act 2 in Sunday school. Yeah, whatever.
So for our entire friendship. Us in the car crash together. Like, halfway through. Me and Nathan were in, like, a really bad car crash.
Yeah,
together.
We almost died. I almost, like...
We had a front-on collision in Italy, like, a really fast one. It was bad.
I legit
thought...
Yeah.
I thought I watched Helen die. I 100%.
I was in the front. And
I was at Top Secret, and I was like, I was watching Helen die. Helen was at the front seat. Me and my girlfriend were in the back. Sunil Patel was driving.
Yeah.
And a car came on. It was driving on the wrong side of the road, and just head on collision. Fucking wild.
It was absolute madness.
Why wasn't I invited?
Because you weren't invited on the trip. So why would you be in the car? And also, would you want to... Actually, it was fucking immense, wasn't it, in the end?
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. No one died. I want to make that very clear. Why are we discussing this? Why? I just thought it'd be really funny, like, the car crash happened as you were saying to me, like, you know what, his sister acted... Just if we were doing the montage in real life, that would have to be in it.
But I feel like in the montage, you would be in the audience of the church as well.
Yeah.
Also, a quick shout out to Rosie for being upset that she wasn't invited to a car crash. God love a woman whose FOMO knows no bounds. God love her. Actually pissed off. Is there anything more on brand for you than being annoyed you weren't invited to a near fatal car crash?
But to be fair, if you were there, we could have made shortle. So it's a shame you weren't. It's a shame you weren't. We don't have the status to get in the trades.
You say car crash in Italy, and all I heard was, where was my invite?
Sad, isn't it? Yeah. God, I love you. You really stick to it, don't you?
I'm on brand.
So tell us about Sister Act.
We didn't do the whole narrative, which I was like pissed off about. But like, we just did the song, the final one, like the glory, glory, yeah. Lord.
In your own clothes.
In our own clothes.
Oh God, yes.
I wasn't like leading it anywhere. I think I was just like a backing singer.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, ego didn't like that.
Yeah. But you had like at least one person from the church being like, take your uniforms off. Your teacher says to take your uniforms off before you go on stage, no?
I can't remember, but it
really pissed me off.
I was focusing on Jesus.
Don't do it properly. If you're doing Sister Act 2, do Sister Act 2.
We weren't doing it for our own personal gratification. We're doing it as a tribute to the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
You take the ego out of performing, which I know you're not aware of.
Oh, I was in the church choir. I got kicked out for arguing because I didn't get a solo. Actually, yeah, you're right. Maybe I didn't get it.
That's your problem in life. You don't think about Jesus.
Oh, and you think about Jesus?
Every day.
How often do you think about Jesus?
Well, you know, his birthday. Birthday and Christmas.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
And Merry Christmas.
Where's Jesus? Let's give him birthday beats.
Right, I don't know what to say. This episode has been such a clusterfuck.
Amen.
I think we've never needed Daddy more.
Amen. Daddy's struggling.
Daddy can't be struggling.
No.
Daddy, come on.
Right, hello. I'm Daddy.
As someone with no relationship with his biological father, this is all I've ever wanted to hear. Yeah.
You well, then know. Greet your father, please.
Where did you go?
keep it light.
I've been busy. Right. I think I'm going to take you for a day trip. And we are going to Luton.
Oh, that's a terrible day trip.
No.
Hear her out.
Hear me out. To your old school.
Oh, God.
And we're going to find 3 people and we'll fight.
Fighting
Is
with
that
you.
The day trip?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to, like, get the bag of porn. And then when he gets called wanker, he wanks off in their faces or something.
No. Well, so I want to know, like, so this father is like, I'm going to go reach out to my biological son. What are you going to do with him? I'm going to take him to his old school. I'm going to go fight some kids.
No.
Just to put this in context, some of the day trips we've had this season have been like, and we're going to go to Broadway and we're going to put on a West End Broadway musical and you will be the star.
Helen, you know me. This is only our first stop in the day.
Oh, then I'd like to apologise to Daddy and to Nathan and allow them to
continue. Oh, cool. So it's like about, we're about sort of 11:30 in the day, so we'll go get some breakfast at the kebab shop.
Yes,
then we'll move on.
Yes.
Not breakfast, as I call it, lunch.
Helen, I take a bath. But I thought I wanted to reconnect with our youths. And we're going to just have a little fight.
Right, so 11:30, you take your son for a fight at his old school.
Yeah.
And then...
porn.
And then you go... to look at porn.
Then rest of day.
Yeah.
Block out the rest of the day in calendar from 12 to 7. Big red porn.
Okay, well, brilliant. Nathan, how does it feel to finally have a relationship with a father?
I'm glad this guy's back in my life. Like, I was anxious he wouldn't get along, but our passions are one and the same.
Fighting and porn.
Well, that was the week that was. Thank you so much to Nathan for being... No, I can end this. I can
do this.
I'm not laughing. I think it was a great ending. I'm not laughing. I'm being supportive of you.
Episode.
Well, let's stop it with the crosstalk.
We're
professional broadcasters.
I'm not
fighting with you. I'm just struggling to digest a kebab.
Okay.
It's interesting because this is a show about childhood, and seeing two bickering adults is very much taking me back to my own. It's a lot of fun. It's very, it's like secret cinema, fully immersive.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Nathan Darcy Roberts! Can I plug your podcast?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nathan is doing this podcast. It's fucking amazing. I'm assuming by this time this comes out, season two will be out for you guys already. And it's called Talk About Take Me Out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with Mickey Overman and Patrick Spicer, who are two fucking amazing comics we have not yet had on this, but we will get them on this at some point. And it's all about the TV show Take Me Out. And as a friend of all three of them, for me and Rosie, who have listened to it, just to speak on behalf, it is nonsensical, stupid, thick, bottom feeding, mainly for people who breathe through their mouth.
So Helen loves it.
I love it. It's genuinely my favourite podcast.
Yeah.
It's just the three of them talking about the contestants on each episode of Take Me Out. Which season did you start at?
We started in season seven.
And now I start at season one?
Why?
We couldn't. It wasn't available online. We had to, when God gives you lemons...
Yeah.
Start on season seven.
Yeah. Fuck yourself. But check that out. You're already listening to this on a podcast app. So just type it in, talk about Take Me Out, and subscribe, and just give them a 5-star rating right now, because it'd be stupid if you didn't. And also, if you're not following Nathan on any of the social media platforms,
what are you doing?
Fucking do it, particularly if you're like pretentious and like really pretentious films, because he posts about them in like funny ways. It's not. Nathan, what are your social media handles?
My Twitter is at Mr. Darcy Roberts, and my Instagram is at Nathan Darcy Roberts, all one word. And if anyone has any leads on the missing peoples mentioned within this episode, please do get in contact with me. I'm trying to look them down.
No, you're not, because you killed them.
And if anyone wants to follow the murderer, Nathan, and didn't get hold of his Twitter handle just then, just go onto one of ours and we'll both be sharing his Insta handle and Twitter handle on our social medias. Blah, 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 blah. What an episode.
Can we end singing Sister?
Joyful, joyful. Wait, can we do the first Sister?
I will follow him.
Follow him wherever he may go.
Thank you. Bye.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Oh, sweet Sarah Baron. Basically, number one, I'm really sorry we didn't get a chance to catch up at that amazing gig. Like, it was really lovely to see you. It's just that Rosie was there and she was distracting me and following me around like a puppy, so I didn't get really a chance to talk. But on the plus side, Rosie and I both love you and we think you should come on our podcast. You're an absolute gem. You suit it down to the ground. So please join us. Love you so much.
Deleted.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.